Christmas time. Okay, I will try to be as fast as lightning. Thank you very much, Diana and the colleagues, for the opportunity to have us all together here with everybody watching online shows that everybody has a place and a role. What I will bring to you in a few minutes, a couple of minutes, is really some insights from the transformative assessment, which sadly has not been mentioned once in any of the talks, even though it was a big thing when it came out. But I will refresh you with the content of the assessment. It has been proven by the assessment that transformative change is needed to advance biodiversity conservation, and that what we've been doing is not enough, and that's why we need this deep, profound change. And this change, next. This change requires really rethinking our relationship with nature to integrate worldviews around care, harmony with nature, to be foundational for sustainability. And this needs to be not just like views, but also they need to be embedded into policies, institutions, and everyday practices at all scale. So this is probably the most popular figure of the transformative change assessment, which shows five strategies through which we analyze more than 400,000 documents to show that transformation potential happens both at the local level, for example, with strategy one, but also through global and structural action, for example, through strategy two. And supporting initiative and people conserving nature already is one of the most cost-effective pathways and the most efficient as well. So initiative where local communities and indigenous people play meaningful roles, we have shown in the assessment that they are more likely to advance transformative change. And transformative change requires more than new technology. It requires really changing our deep values and narratives that shape how our societies relate to nature. And those, next. And those worldviews that are deeply intertwined with nature exist already. There are many worldviews within different communities in different countries that really prioritize this deep relationship with nature. What we've also shown in the assessment is that transformative change happens when actions align across scales. Isolated actions are not enough. So progress happens when local initiative, national policies, and systems reinforce one another through integrated actions. So for an assessment of 400 real-world case studies, a database that we put together, we show that groups of actors work together already to pursue transformative change. And you see them in those four different colors. And the assessment has shown that local initiatives can scale in different ways, but also they have more positive outcomes when they have more groups of actors working together. Next slide. So we need to scale in different ways, and we need to scale local actions and leadership to have global impact. And we've shown in the assessment that there are four powerful ways to do that is to scale out, as has already been said by many different speakers, to scale out initiative across communities, to scale up those initiatives and actions into laws, policies, and institutions, to scale deep. This is what we call to scale deep, through shifting really views and values and mindset. And finally, also to form new collaborative networks of initiatives and groups of actors. So to finish, the future and any success that we want to have depend on collaboration and shared visions. So what the message of the assessment, and that we still try as authors and surely as well the secretaries, is that transformative change is possible, but only for coordination of action, inclusive governance, a shared vision and of desirable future. I will finish my intervention with this slide. We all know, we're not blind, that we live in very challenging times. Biodiversity is not necessarily the priority at the times we're living in, but delaying even 10 years of action, as we've seen, as we've shown in the assessment, will double the cost of addressing the biodiversity crisis. So to work collaboratively together across scale and with different stakeholders is an imperative. It's an economic imperative and not only an environmental one. But as already said at the start, which was great, it's also an opportunity. And what I would like to finish is that it's an opportunity for us today to revigorate our motivation to work together despite all the uncertainties and difficulties that we face. Thank you.